There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Stay one step ahead with Dubai Eye.
Download the IRN News Centre app now.
We're starting off today's programme with one of the top stories today. The Abu Dhabi Department of Education and Knowledge have announced new land plots. Cathy Urban from the IRN News Centre is here. Cathy, thanks for joining us.
Hi there. Hello. Thank you.
So the report is ADEC, the Abu Dhabi Department of Education and Knowledge, have announced that these land plots are now available for three new American and British curriculum schools. So what is this announcement all about?
Yes, basically, ADEC has met this week with investors and potential operators to offer land plots to build three new schools in Abu Dhabi. So two of these will be American schools, one located in Al Maktah and one in Khalifa City. And the third one is to be a British curriculum school in Khalifa City. And in total, they're looking to offer places for up to 4,600 students by 2020.
Cathy, who's going to benefit from this? How's it going to bring, or what's it going to mean for school fees? Does it mean they're going to be coming down anytime soon?
So from what I understand, yes, that should mean, because there is definitely demand for more schools. I've heard that, you know, lots of Emirati nationals, they're looking to move their children to private schools. We obviously have loads of expats, you know, looking to move, you know, to have their kids in the best possible, you know, education facilities. So apparently, there is an estimated student growth of up to 5% annually until that. So they're really trying to meet demand with the opening of these schools. And this is also why they have invited operators and potential investors to come on board and also design a model that would accommodate for the special needs of these local communities. Because the idea is that they will be built in certain communities and will respond to what those people specifically need. Earlier today, I also spoke with Sean Robinson. He's the director of the think tank, the Education Intelligence Group. And he told me, yes, there was demand for about 50 schools in Abu Dhabi over the next 10 years, which is why he says he expects prices for school fees to drop as well. And he explained to me that this announcement will be particularly good news for the parents or for the local communities and the schools will be built in.
At the moment, parents still travel across Abu Dhabi and still put their children on the school bus for over 30 minutes, in some cases over an hour. By opening more schools in more residential areas, it will limit the amount of traffic on the roads and essentially localize schools.
So I guess one interesting point that was mentioned there is these schools will also be made available to children with special needs as well, Cathy, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. And I think that's really great news. So ADEC, they have made it a prerequisite for one of the schools, the Al Maktah American Curriculum School, to offer up to 40% of its places to students with special needs in the capital. I don't know if some people remember, but earlier this year, there were news about closures of some centres and facilities that catered specifically for children with mild to moderate educational needs. But what's interesting, rather than opening yet more of these facilities, what the government is trying to do is to integrate these children into regular schools. So it's a move towards becoming a more inclusive system. It's something that we see, you know, across in other countries as well, and something that, you know, the UAE is also, you know, keen to cater towards and move towards. And when I spoke to Sean Robinson of the Education Intelligence Group, he said, you know, it was definitely something that's welcomed specifically for parents of those children.
It's a move to becoming a more inclusive system in Abu Dhabi. And other special educational needs centres closed down. This is a move in the right direction for ADEC to send a strong message to say that SEN is important to us and we want an inclusive society.
As Sean says, Cathy, a move in the right direction. Is this something that we're going to be seeing more of?
So apparently, yes. I've heard there's a school in Dubai, actually, next year that's planning to open and that is going to be an integrated school. And we will be seeing more of this. And it's basically an approach. They're following a global trend towards more inclusiveness in the education sector. And the only thing is the government here has to obviously find the right approach that works for us here. You can't just copy something, take from another country and put that here. You have to find the right approach. And this is why they're also, you know, obviously asking, you know, operators and investors to come up with solutions that work for, you know, the UAE.
And you've kind of got to think the more choice there is for parents, the better. So the news that there's more schools is obviously a factor to think about. If you're a parent, you're thinking, well, the more options I have, the more I can look at how does a school suit my child, depending on what your child is like, whether they do have a disability or not, and you can make a greater selection choice.
That's exactly right. No, I know. The thing is, that's the one thing, and this is what Sean always says. Sean's a regular guest in this studio. He always says, look, one of the things that we have now is choice. You do have a choice of where you could send your child. And this, again, of course, enhances that choice.
That's right. Cathy Urban is from the ARN News Centre. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
And that's on the story that the Abu Dhabi Department of Education and Knowledge has announced land plots are available for three new American and British curriculum schools. Now, I thought we'd give one chance, or another chance, for you to text in for our Formula One competition. Mm. We are giving away a pair of tickets today. This is our final day, isn't it? So we've given away tickets every single day. We've had two people going head-to-head, fighting it out.
You've loved it.
I have really enjoyed it, actually. You can win tickets for all 3 days, all four concerts, fully loaded tickets. All you have to do to be in with a chance is text Formula One to 4001 or via the free messaging app. I can see we've got a few texts in already, but keep texting in. We'll do it after 6 o'clock and you will get your chance. But you have to be prepared. Well, lovely Michelle will give you a call and you can come on the programme, go head-to-head with someone. Three questions, shout your name. The winner gets the tickets.
Yeah, exactly right. Do you know what? And it is no longer Kendrick Lamar coming on the Friday night. It is now J. Cole. So that's a change. But, you know, attractive for people in different ways, I suppose, if you're a hip-hop fan. But also, a little bird whispered in my ear something this afternoon that we might have some more tickets to the Formula One next week.
Really?
There might be. I can't confirm that, but I also am not in a position to deny that. So just a thought, if you do miss out and thought this week, I got no chance, then there may be a chance next week. But again, that is unconfirmed and it may just be speculation, rumours.
Tim, did the person that told you this tell you it was a secret and not to say it on air by any chance?
No, not quite. But if they did, then I've clearly just let something out that I shouldn't have let out.
Just no. Like, Tim, the worst keeper of secrets in the whole of Dubai.
Yeah, you never know, do you? That's do you know this. What? I wanted to mention something today. Let me just put this to you for a second before we move on, because this happened overnight. So it's a Leonardo da Vinci artwork. You've probably seen the story. This has been all over the news.
I heard a clip of the gavel going down on the hammer.
Yeah, exactly, which is the standard, isn't it? So this is the most expensive painting of all time, 500-year-old painting. There's been some, it's been contentious for a while because people have said, well, is this really Leonardo? Because it sold for something like £50 or something in the 20s or the 30s,
no.
This picture. It sold for a stupidly small figure, but it's since been, you know, that myth has been debunked. So it is a Leonardo. It's not a student of Leonardo's. Sold in 1958 in London for £45, which is times that by five, and you get the dirhams. I mean, clearly there has been some inflation since that period, but I mean, it's still pretty cheap by any standard, isn't it? But this painting's just been sold for $450 million. That's half $1 billion, NLT.
And you wonder, first of all, I think the buyer's remaining anonymous, understandably, because who has that kind of money?
Well, yeah. Do you know what is interesting? I read the BBC's arts guy, what's his name? Will Gompertz, I think it is. He put forward a theory that the Louvre's just opened in Abu Dhabi. There'll Ooh. Be a Leonardo hole in 10 years when, you know, the leasing period is over. Have the Louvre gone and bought that? I mean, I don't know. That's just speculation,
it's
obviously.
It's exciting to think, though, and how the world sort of art works and operates. So fascinating to think about that. But, yeah. Big, big, massive auction. I was slightly more impressed with the diamond auction that you brought to me yesterday.
Yeah, well, you know, as long as we're in the realms of bling, then I'm in the arena.
Each to their own.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.